Hi, Wade.
Hi, Tim.
Great to have you on the show.
Glad to finally made it.
Well, you've got Anita to thank for that. So. We're going to give her 30 lashes after the show.
Okay.
Okay, how can I help you, pal?
Okay, well, I've got a problem with mold buildup and paint peeling on the front of my tub and shower. It's an alcove type.
Oh, okay.
And it has an arch at the top of the opening of it.
Yes.
I installed a fan and a light in the center of it last year because there's a lot of steam builds up in there.
Yes.
And that helped some, but it didn't really solve the problem. And I've stripped the paint, and I've put mold inhibiting type stuff in the paint for it. That kind of slowed down the mold buildup some, but the paint peels and everything in there still. It happens way too fast.
Okay, when you say you strip the paint,
mm-hmm.
Did you take it all the way down to the plaster?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. When you repainted, tell me, did you use latex paint or oil base?
Latex.
Okay, good. You've done everything right so far. Here is what the problem is. And you've also got the fan in, and I'm sure you run the fan every time you take a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but now, after you get out of the shower and you walk out of the room, do you turn the fan off?
No, leave it on.
You leave it on, okay.
Right, because there's so much steam.
Okay.
And I have the fan vented to the outside through the roof also.
Okay, you're doing everything right. Okay, tell me about... Does the shower have a shower door or shower curtain?
Shower curtain.
Do you leave the shower curtain open?
No, it's closed.
There, that's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's another thing. I can guarantee you we're going to stop this mold buildup, and here's how we're going to do it. The fan's on. That's great. You're doing that right. You are going to, from now on, as soon as you turn the water off in the shower, whoever's the last person in it, they're going to take the shower curtain and shake it. Now, you don't want to pull real hard because you'll pull it off. You know, you'll pull the things out of the rings, you know, at the top. Because think, there's a lot of water on that, and you know, in droplet form on the shower curtain, understand?
Uh-huh.
So you want to get as much of that liquid water off and into the tub and shower area. Got it? Okay, so that's step number one. Step number two, before you step out of the shower, and it's going to take a little bit of work, but it's going to be worth it. You're gonna you can buy for less than $5 a special bath squeegee at any home center. And what's the inside of the shower? Is it acrylic? Is it tile? What's it made out of?
It's tile, about 3/4 of the way up.
Okay, you're gonna take this squeegee and very quickly, you know how you see all those guys wash windows professionally with the big squeegees? You ever seen them clean a big glass window?
Yeah.
You ever seen how fast they can squeegee down a giant plate glass window?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're going to do the exact same thing in the shower. You are going to squeegee those walls down and get as much of that water down to the drain of the tub as possible. You're then going to get out of the shower. So, in other words, shake the shower curtain, squeegee the walls. That should take no more than 10 seconds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get out of the shower, dry yourself off. You're going to leave the shower curtain open. And then you're going to... walk out of the bathroom and leave the bathroom door open. In other words, you want to dry off those walls and have that alcove area dry as rapidly as possible. Once you get rid of the water, there will be no mold growth. Okay? It's that simple. It's that simple, man. There's nothing to it, dude. I'm serious.
Does that make the paint peel that bad also?
Yes, that's exactly why it's peeling. You've got to get rid of all that water.
That's going to be hard with the teenagers in the house.
Well, you got to get on them, man. Got to get on them. Okay, thanks, Wade, for calling, buddy.